Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we're still trying to figure out what's really going on in the New York State Senate. There was an apparent coup yesterday with two Democrats joining the Republicans in a parliamentary move to give control of the Senate back to the Republicans. Of course, the Democrats took it after many decades after a sweep in the elections last fall. Democratic leader Malcolm Smith claims it was invalid and he's still in charge. But as far as we can tell, the Republicans have control as of right now. And just as the legislative session is entering its final 2 weeks with so many big things in the balance, gay marriage, mayoral control of schools, your property and sales tax rates, and more. We will get three views now, beginning with one of the two defectors, Senator Hiram Montserrat of Queens. Senator Montserrat, hello. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you very much for having me this morning. I want to say good morning to you and to all your listeners. But I first want to make a correction on how you opened up the show.
Go ahead.
And that is that what we have agreed to is not Republican control, but a bipartisan power-sharing agreement.
What does that mean?
Well, that means, in essence, that Pedro Espada would be the president pro tem of the New York State Senate, and Mr. Skelos will take on the position of majority leader, particularly amongst his conference. So I wanted to clarify that, because I think it would be misleading to say that the Republicans are in control.
What will this mean for policy? That's the main thing that I'm sure our listeners want to know.
And in fact, it's those policies that, in essence, drove myself and Senator Espada, my colleague, into making this very dramatic decision. The reality is that business can't continue as usual. We believe in the term of positive change and reform, which is why we enacted yesterday, via rules that we proposed, very substantial reforms to the internal processes of the New York State Senate, in particular, term limits on leadership, which has been unheard of in any legislative body here in the state of New York.
Term limits on leadership, that's a six-year term, so you can't have a
six-year limit.
Six-year limit, so you can't have Senate Majority Leader for life like
That's
we've
correct.
Had in the past.
Or Majority Leader either, or committee chairs. So we also impose a term limit on committee chairs so as to prevent or to ensure new ideas, progressive values.
Okay,
and
so those are structural reforms,
right.
And we're going to have a good government group representative on in a minute to tell us if he thinks those are important ethical reforms. But
right.
On the policies facing the state right now, let me go down a list real quick because I know we only have a few minutes. Will this make the gay marriage bill more or less likely to come to the floor?
I don't think that it impacts it one way or the other. Senator Espada, who is the president of the Senate, is in support of gay marriage. He has stated that he wants to have a dialogue and a discussion and an up or down vote. The time frame to be determined, but he's already publicly made that commitment. With respect to mayoral control.
And it would be up to Dean Skelos, the Republican from Long Island, who's now the majority leader, to decide whether it comes up for a vote on the floor,
no,
correct?
No, that's absolutely not correct. What was agreed upon was that there would be a power-sharing agreement where, in essence, the leadership would have to come together and there would have to be a consensus established. Look, the reality is that these are definitely uncharted waters. With respect to this type of power-sharing agreement, which has never existed.
But let me understand that. You're saying for any decision to be made, the Democratic leader, Pedro Espada, and the Republican leader, Senator Skelos, would have to agree?
That's correct.
What about Mayor Bloomberg's control of the public schools? You were about to go there. Is that any more or less likely to pass now?
Look, I think that it had major challenges. To begin with, clearly advocates, people in the Working Families Party, folks in different organized organizations want to ensure more parental involvement and no absolute dictatorship of the school system.
So you've got your doubts about the current system.
Well, I think that the current system and governance could have some continuity, but there have to be structural changes to that. That's my personal view as a senator. I don't want to speak for either Espada or Skilos, but the reality is that there were already some challenges. The one part of this that we should never escape is that obviously what we now are doing is reinvigorating dialogue and debate, which I think is always important.
And one other one, the sales tax hike that Mayor Bloomberg wants to balance the city budget, will that go down now because the Republicans don't like taxes?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. Again, the sales tax increase, which we're, you know, it's interesting because those of us who are more progressive, like Hiram Monserrat, who is a Democrat and will remain a Democrat, believe that these types of taxes are regressive. On the other side of the aisle, or on the right wing, if you want to call it, they have a general adversarial look towards any tax increases. So it'll be interesting. But as you know, the mayor has substantial influence amongst Republicans in the state Senate, and it'll be another issue that will need to be tackled quickly. There have already been discussions by myself and Senator Espada that we should be looking at possibly extending the legislative session, that in particular because of the recent changes in the state Senate, we need more time to deal with these issues.
Yes,
and I personally make a public commitment that I would support extending the legislative session to deal with the myriad of issues that we have incredibly important to the state of New York.
Last thing. The Republicans early this year were calling on you to resign because of your indictment on felony assault charges that you stabbed your girlfriend or companion with a broken glass.
Well, absolutely ridiculous charges. From the very beginning, I said that this was an accident. She has said it was an accident. And we look forward to the very quick dismissal of this, of these charges based on the truth. But the reality is now I'm not going to hold the Republicans for some of the statements that they've made, or even some of the Democrats for some of the statements they made. Lots of folks in politics, unfortunately, attempt to take advantage of personal issues for political gain and for cheap political shots. But this is not about me or my personal issue. This is about real reform in Albany and a substantial historic moment in the state Senate.
Hiram Monserrat, Democratic state senator from Queens, one of the two who defected and voted for the Republican Dean Skelos for majority leader yesterday.
And Pedro Espada for president of the Senate.
As in what he calls bipartisan control of the state Senate. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll talk to you again.
Be well.
I just want to get a quick reaction now from Dick Daty from the Citizens Union, the good government group, on what Senator Monserrat just claimed will be good government reforms that good government groups have wanted for a long time. Dick Daty, I know you just have a minute here, but they're saying bipartisan control, limits of 6 years on the leadership instead of being, you know, speaker for life or majority for leader for life, and steps to equalize the budgets of the majority and minority parties, something which has long been a matter of contention. Is this actually good for government in New York State?
I think the concepts behind those proposals are very good for government. They're positions that we have supported for a long time in trying to open up the legislative process and make it more democratic and share in the distribution of resources so that each and every one of the senators can perform their duties. What I found striking was Senator Monserrat's statement that nothing would move forward without the joint agreement of Senator Espada and Senator Skelos. I mean, that is quite a novel approach to state legislative government, and I'm not quite sure how that's going to work.
How will it work? Where do you see it breaking down?
Well, I mean, they may share some viewpoints, but I think that representing being from different parties, I'm not quite sure how they're going to reconcile their policy differences on important issues. You know, to say that they're in a power sharing agreement is a new and different way of operating. Granted that the state legislative government has had been at times described and has acted dysfunctionally, but right now it has ceased to function, and I'm not sure where we're going to go. I'm up here in Albany actually today, and there's an eerie quiet, and people are dazed. They don't know what to do. Yesterday they came to work and they knew exactly what they were going to do, and today they don't because they don't know who's in charge.
And I know you're supposed to go now. Tell me if you have to leave, but do you see any implications for some of the particular policies we were talking about: gay marriage, mayoral control, sales taxes in New York City.
I think it's too early to tell. I mean, I don't, you know, it seemed like the support was building for same-sex marriage. I think the mayor had a very difficult challenge in trying to get through renewal as is of mayoral control. I think with Dean Skelos, he may have an easier chance, but just hearing what Senator Monserrat said about Senator Spada's views on mayoral control, I'm not sure. I mean, I think it's too early in this rapidly developing story to really make any accurate predictions of how all these things are going to be affected. If, in fact, though, they say that, you know, there will be greater equity and more participation from the rank-and-file legislators, then, you know, hopefully we will see a bill being brought to the floor on same-sex marriage. We will see an opportunity to really address the issue of mayoral control. If it's going to be as open as they say, then maybe these issues will be addressed. But they're setting a very high bar by talking about, you know, coalition government, good government. We're going to, you know, claiming the mantle of reform. The folks that are now identifying themselves as reformers have never before in their past acted as reformers. So they're setting the bar very high.
Dick Dady from the Citizens Union. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
And a reaction from Democratic State Senator Liz Krueger of Manhattan. Senator, it's been a whole day. Welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian. Apparently we're going to do a daily show together.
I guess so. You were here to talk about the gay marriage legislation yesterday. Neither of us thought there would be a reason to come back and talk about changing control of power in the Senate. Let me play you a clip of Hiram Monserrat from just a few minutes ago saying this is not a Republican takeover. This is bipartisan government.
What we have agreed to is not Republican control, but a bipartisan power-sharing agreement.
Okay, sorry. I thought he was going to go on there and talk about how Pedro Espada, the Democrat, has the position of president of the Senate, in addition to Republican Dean Skelos having majority leader, and he said they would need to have consensus on bringing any issue, gay marriage or anything else, to the floor. Your reaction?
Well, I think that this is clearly a Republican power grab that really has nothing to do with bipartisanship or reform. After all, as we all know, these guys held the Senate for 40 years, and they were never interested in reform or bipartisanship for those 40 years. And I think you will see pretty quickly they're not interested in that today either.
Are these good things, though, putting a six-year limit on the term of a majority leader in that position? You know, Joe Bruno was like majority leader for life. You didn't like that. Or seeing that there would be equal budgets going to the majority and minority parties. The Democrats felt so discriminated against with the budgets that they got in their years in the wilderness.
Sure. You know, I suppose that stealing my ideas is the highest compliment. I have worked on reform issues since I got here 7 years ago. Again, they had no interest in it through yesterday, and I suspect that they don't really have any interest in it today. It makes a good press story to tie in with a power grab coup by the Republicans. Again, I just want to go on record. The Democrats in November 2008 won the majority of votes in the state of New York. They won them federally, statewide, and for the state Senate.
So why can't Malcolm Smith, the Democratic leader, hold a majority?
Because two gentlemen who have their own problems, may I say that again, two gentlemen with their own problems decided that they would sell out their voters and their party. I'm not sure what for.
Monserrat and Espada. Of course, Monserrat says he's pleaded innocent to those assault charges, and you're innocent until proven guilty.
And that's true. Again, I said they sold out for some bag of silver during this exercise. They both have legal and ethical problems, and we all know that.
And before you go,
we will see how this plays out.
What do you think the effects on policy will be?
Well, I think this was a power grab because they felt totally threatened by Democratic ideals and Democratic agendas going forward in the state of New York. And Mr. Golisano, having failed to be able to get himself elected to office in New York State over and over again, decided to use his money behind the scenes in some way to broker this deal, I would like to know how and what and when.
But
firstly,
I think
the public wants to know, too. So here we are in the situation today.
And we'll talk more about the Golisano angle with another guest next hour. But do you think, just real quick, and then we got to go, gay marriage any more or less likely to pass than it was a day ago?
Less likely. I have to say, if you're listening to Mr. Skelos already today, he's backing away from his quote-unquote commitments to the two Democrats who have gone over. Senator Golden's already still calling for Senator Montserrat to be thrown out of the Senate. So they've got their problems growing moment by moment.
The sales tax that Mayor Bloomberg wants to balance the city budget, any more or less likely to pass?
I don't think you can analyze any individual question like that in the context of this. This, again, was a Republican power grab, and using two people of questionable ethics and history to pull a fast one.
All right. State Senator Liz Krueger, Democrat from Manhattan, thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.
Maybe we'll talk tomorrow.
Good. Let's do that.
And coming up later, next hour, we will continue to talk about this state Senate coup in Albany and the implications, including the role of Tom Golisano, the billionaire from Rochester who had run for governor as an independent, recently moved out of the state to get away from the state income tax hike, and yet is back as a power broker in state politics. So we'll talk about that later. But coming up in a minute, Noam Chomsky reflects on 40 years of writing about politics and American power. It's the 40th anniversary of his seminal book, The New Mandarins and American Power. Stay with us.